Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us for a new lesson, friends. Now, Anne-Marie, I want to know, are you thirsty?
I'm always thirsty. I try to drink a lot of water every day. If I don't have my water bottle with me, though, I often forget.
Yeah, I feel like in recent years, it's become very popular to carry your own water bottle around and just fill that up. But some people still like to buy water bottles from the store.
Today we learned, though, that there is another option. Not a water bottle, but a water bubble.
Exactly. Our lesson is called Water Anyone? Let's get into it to learn how we can help the environment.
Water anyone? Swapping water bottles for water bubbles. You're hot and thirsty, so you purchase a bottle of water to quench your thirst. When you're done, you throw the bottle away. That bottle then very likely becomes part of the plastic that ends up being dumped into the oceans every year. If that trend continues, there could be more plastic than fish in the oceans in about 25 years. And it's not going anywhere fast. Research shows that plastic requires hundreds of years to decompose.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 purchase 这个字，它可以当动词，也可以当名词。当动词呢，意思是购买或是采购。譬如 ，Emily decided to purchase concert tickets online early to avoid high prices and disappointment later. Emily 决定提早上网购买演唱会门票，以免之后价格调涨和失望情况发生。Purchase 当名词的意思呢，就是购买或是所购买的商品。譬如 ，Michael kept the receipt as proof of purchase in case the headphones stopped working unexpectedly. Michael 保留了收据作为购买凭证，以防耳机突然故障。另外，动词 purchase 可以加上自首 re， 那这里的 re 是有在或是有的意思，所以。Repurchase 就是指回购或者再度购买。譬如 ，Sophia plans to repurchase the moisturizer because it significantly improved her skin texture within weeks. Sophia 打算回购这款润肤霜，因为她在短短几周内大幅度地改善了她的肤质。
Well, I certainly like bubbles in water. Carbonated water is one of my favorite things.But, oh wait, that's not the kinds of bubbles we're talking about today.
No, those kind of bubbles are actually in your water. The kinds of bubbles we're talking about today are water. Let's read and find out what we mean. We see here swapping water bottles for water bubbles. Now, we see a great word here that we need to talk about. It's that word swapping.
All right, when you swap something, you're exchanging one thing for another.
Let's use that in a sentence. They are swapping seats on the bus. So the idea here is that there's two people and they're changing seats.
Right, and here we are changing from using water bottles to water bubbles. Let's learn what we mean. You're hot and thirsty, so you purchase a bottle of water to quench your thirst.
What happens to that bottle of water when you're done? Well, when you're done, you throw the bottle away. That bottle then very likely becomes part of the plastic that ends up being dumped into the oceans every year.
Yeah, I've heard about this, but I wonder, is it really that most of these bottles end up in the ocean? Don't many of them get recycled?
You would think so. I think it does depend on how people are disposing of them.
That's probably true. Okay, so right here, we saw that word dumped. When you dump something, here we mean you're throwing it away or getting rid of it.
Here's how you could use dumped in a sentence. He dumped the old toys in the trash.
Right. Okay. So we continue reading here. If that trend continues, there could be more plastic than fish in the oceans in about 25 years.
That's a pretty intense statistic, friend. Imagine the oceans being filled with plastic. That's not good.
Right. There are those stories in the news of giant garbage patches floating in parts of the ocean.
Yeah, we need to do something to help the environment and not let that continue to happen. Let's find out what we mean. And it's not going anywhere fast. This is a great phrase to talk about.
Yeah, it's a fun phrase that at first may seem confusing. If something is not going anywhere, how is it fast? Well, this phrase means that something is not improving or going away quickly. It's staying as a big problem.
So, for example, you could say plastic pollution is not going anywhere fast. Here's another way you could use that phrase in a sentence. If he doesn't pass his classes in university, he's not going anywhere fast.
Right. He is not going on to the next level. Well, research shows that plastic requires hundreds of years to decompose.
Decomposing is a word we use to talk about the idea that something is breaking down or rotting naturally. When things decompose, they become part of the ground again. They aren't the original thing they started out as.
When you think of things decomposing, you might think of leaves. Leaves decompose on the forest floor.
That's right. Okay, so here we have the problem, right, friends? Plastic water bottles are bad for the environment. They often end up in the ocean, and it takes a long time for them to decompose.
There might be another way, though. Let's move on and go to our next reading.
Water, anyone? In 2013, NotPla co-founders developed something more sustainable to hold water, an edible water bubble, which was eventually called UHO water. Completely tasteless and safe to consume, UHO bubbles are made from seaweed, which is incredibly flexible and strong, and seawater salt, CaCl2. You can poke a hole in the outer layer and drink the water inside, or pop the entire UHO water ball into your mouth.
Consume 这个动词，它的意思是摄取、消费或消耗。譬如 Daniel learned to consume less sugar daily to improve his energy, focus, and long-term health. Daniel 学到减少每天摄取的糖分，以改善他的体力、专注力及长期健康。它的名词是 consumption， 意思是摄取量或消费。譬如 Alyssa tracked her caffeine consumption carefully because too much coffee would disrupt her sleep. Alyssa 仔细记录自己的咖啡因摄取量， 因为喝太多咖啡会影响她的睡眠。 另外， consumable 是形容词哦， 意思是消耗性的。 譬如， Before ordering office supplies, please verify our stock of consumable items such as ink cartridges, printer paper, and sticky notes. 在订购办公用品之前， 请先确认我们的耗材库存， 例如墨水夹、影印纸和便利贴。
So we know the problem already. There is too much plastic being used in the world, and especially around bottled water. Let's talk about what some people are doing to help this problem.
Well, this plan started all the way back in 2013. We learned about a company called NotPla. Now, I'm guessing that PLA stands for plastic.
Yes, that is exactly what it means. In 2013, NotPla co-founders developed something more sustainable to hold water.
Here's a really important word that we use to talk about things being eco-friendly. That's that word sustainable. This means able to continue for a long time without doing harm.
Okay, here's an example sentence with that word. We need more and more sustainable energy sources that don't pollute the world.
When we use the word sustainable, we're often talking about things used to make something else. If something is sustainable, there is going to be enough of that resource and it's not going to harm the environment.
Exactly. Often we're talking about moving away from using things like oil and gas and toward other energy sources.
All right, let's continue reading, friends. So now we're talking about an edible water bubble, which was eventually called UHO water.
Right. UHO is a fun name for this. And yes, they're making these edible bubbles. Something that is edible is something that you're able to eat and usually means it's safe to eat.
For example, some mushrooms are edible and some aren't. Mushrooms that are edible are good for you to eat and not poisonous.
Right, while others are not. Okay, so they made this UHO water. It's completely tasteless and safe to consume. UHO bubbles are made from seaweed, which is incredibly flexible and strong, and seawater salt.
Okay, so these bubbles are made out of something that is very sustainable, seaweed. We read on, you can poke a hole in the outer layer and drink the water inside or pop the entire UHO water bottle into your mouth.
Okay, so that's how you use it. Let's talk about a couple of those words. You want to poke the bubble. When you poke something, you push or jab it, maybe with a finger or something else pointy.
You don't want to poke a sleeping animal and bother them. When I hear the word poke, I also think of what you do with a nice cup of bubble tea. You take the straw and you poke it through the top. That's the idea here with these bubbles.
And I think of young siblings that are just trying to annoy each other. They just keep poking each other.
Yeah, that's another great way to use that word. But we saw another word here in this sentence that we should talk about, friends. It's that word layer.
Okay, a layer is like a flat piece of something. There might be multiple layers on top of each other.
Here's how you could use layer in a sentence. We need to add another layer of paint.
Okay, so we've now learned how we might use these UHO water bubbles. Do they sound easy to use?
They sound like they have multiple ways that they can be used. Poking a hole into them or putting the whole thing in your mouth, that makes me feel that they're quite small, so I'm not sure yet.
Okay, well, we have more to learn about these special water bubbles, but right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Don't throw it away. Have you ever cleaned your room and found an old piece of candy from 3 years ago? You stare at it, shrug, and whoosh, into the trash it goes. That's throwaway in action, getting rid of stuff you don't need anymore. But watch out, sometimes we throw away good things by mistake, like your favorite pencil. Throw something away means to discard or get rid of an object, usually into the garbage. We use throw because it feels like flinging it far from you. For example, after the party, we threw away all the paper plates and cups. Or don't throw away your old clothes.
donate them to charity. Here's two more throw phrases. Throw a party means to organize and host a fun gathering. For example, Maya decided to throw a surprise birthday party for her best friend. Throw in the towel means to give up or quit. For example, after 5 failed attempts at solving the puzzle, Leo threw in the towel and asked for help. I once threw away an old drawing by accident. I cried for 10 minutes. Now I double check before tossing anything. Throwing things away can feel freeing or heartbreaking. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Water anyone? The London Marathon, among others, has begun offering runners UHO as a substitute for water in plastic bottles. UHO has also expanded into vending machines at a London sports center, reaching another milestone in the effort to make the world plastic-free. Thirsty? Pop an UHO into your mouth for a guilt-free drink.
Laura used honey as a substitute when the sugar ran out during her weekend baking experiment at home. Laura 周末在家做烘焙实验时，因为糖用完了，便用蜂蜜作为替代品。Substitute 的名词是 substitution， 意思是替代或是代换。譬如 ，At lunch, John's substitution of tofu for egg allowed Priya to enjoy the pasta without digestive problems. 午餐时 ，John 用豆腐代替鸡蛋，让 Priya 得以享用这道意大利面，而不会造成消化的问题。Substitute 的形容词是 substitutive， 意思是替代的、代用的。例如 ，compared with lectures。A substitutive activity based on games and discussion helped Lily understand math concepts more deeply. 相较于上课的方式，以游戏与讨论为基础的替代性活动，帮助 Lily 更深入地了解数学的概念。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So we have this new product, these UHO water bubbles.Are they being used, though? Are they on the market now?
They are. We find out where these water bubbles are being used in the next part of our lesson. We read, The London Marathon, among others, has begun offering runners UHO as a substitute for water in plastic bottles.
And that seems like a great place to use these. As you're running, you grab one and pop it in your mouth.
Yeah, for sure. We read on here, UHO has also expanded into vending machines at a London sports center, reaching another milestone in the effort to make the world plastic-free.
All right, Amory, you said some great things in there. Let's first talk about vending machines. These are always convenient.
Yeah, vending machines are these machines that give snacks or drinks when you put in money. Usually you have quite a few choices and then you punch the number of the snack that you want to eat.
Yeah, here's an example sentence. The school has vending machines in the hall. Vending machines are convenient.But often more expensive than something from a store.
Yeah, that's true. They can be convenient in the way where you can use a card to pay at them these days as well. You don't necessarily have to give them cash. But we find out here that these UHO water bubbles are found in some vending machines now. And we see another word we should take a look at. It's that word center.
Right, this word could be used in many different ways. Here we're talking about a sports center.This kind of center is a building or a place where people go for some specific purpose. That could be to play sports, for other classes or activities.
Yeah, for example, you might play basketball at the recreation center after school.
All right, we have one more thing in that sentence to talk about. It's this word milestone. A milestone is an important event or achievement. It usually marks that something is changing or that you've achieved something.
Here's an example. Graduating from high school was a big milestone in her life.
All right. So this is a milestone in the effort to make the world plastic free. And we see one last thing here. Thirsty? Pop an ujo into your mouth for a guilt-free drink.
Okay, so when we see this phrase to pop something into, it means to put something quickly into a place.
All right, for example, pop the bread into the toaster. The idea is you're not spending a long time to do this.
Yeah, it should happen very, very quickly, and then that action is already complete. When you pop something into your mouth, you're really putting it in very, very quickly. You're not taking small little bites.
Right. I think of popping like a piece of gum into your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we see here that this is a guilt-free drink. The idea here is that because there's no plastic involved, you don't have to feel bad about using this one-time use item.
All right. It seems like a pretty good idea. I wonder, though, do these things ever break on accident?
I'm also wondering how they travel from place to place for that same reason. If they could accidentally get popped, wouldn't that be a big mess?
Right. I don't know that I would want to buy some and carry them around, but if I were thirsty and could buy some from a vending machine or just a store and have them right away, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, or at a place like a concert or a marathon where people are using one-time use plastics a lot. If you're going to consume it right on the spot, it could be pretty convenient.
Absolutely. What do you think, friends? Would you like to try an ujo water bubble? You can think about that while we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 quench one's thirst 这个用语。动词 quench 的意思是止息，名词 thirst 是口渴，所以 quench one's thirst 就是指止渴。Thirst 也可以引申为渴望的意思，但后面要加上 for something， 表示对特定事物的渴望，通常是指知识、名声、成就等等。所以 quench one's thirst for something 的意思就是满足于对某某东西的渴望。来看例句。The student studies day and night to quench his thirst for knowledge. 这位学生日以继夜的学习以满足他的求知欲。
Well, friends, as we end our lesson today, it's time for us to take a look at our talk about it question. Do you think this is a good way to drink water? Why or why not?
All right, what do you think, friends? Is this a good way? I think it's good for certain purposes. One thing we talked about is big events, something like a marathon, where the organizers need to provide water. I think it's great for that. But it won't replace my water bottle I carry around.
That's what I was thinking as well. For the water that I drink on a day-to-day basis, it's good for me to have a large amount of water beside me at all times. An ujo is something you can pop into your mouth, so that makes me think that there's not actually a lot of water there. You would need a lot of them to have all your water intake for the day.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I do miss that we always had back home is having water fountains everywhere. It's so convenient just to pop by and take a sip of water.
Yeah, that's true. All right, friends, well, we have reached the end of this lesson, and this is a great topic for you to talk about in English. If you've never had an ujo, talk about how you like to drink your water. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.